Of Vegas Nonstop. I am your co-host, Jeffrey with a G. In studio with us today, sports entrepreneur, Doug the Verb, international superstar, singer, entertainer, Clint Holmes, and with me as always, manning the goat rodeo for the last 9+ years, the master of mayhem, the ambassador of fun, and the wizard of whoopee, Jonathan J. Scott.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Well, same stuff, different day. We've had a wonderful week, and certainly, the heat is among us now.
Oh, stop complaining.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's here. You thought it was coming. You knew it was coming. It's here, man. We hit triple digits. I like when it hits 1-1-1. News on the ones. I like
sports. 1-1-1 is when you have a reason to start complaining. 100, 102. You're still good. 14% humidity.
Yeah. You know, we had a great time.
Dry heat.
Yesterday at the pool, at Sapphire Pool and Day Spa, where it's topless and the booze is flowing and the boobs are showing. Had a great time, and it's open all weekend, and no cover charge for locals if you just drive your car on or use the free limo. So that's always a good way to start the weekend. Always have a good time. And I don't remember if I saw any shows this week or did any rush. I can't remember anything.
Really,
my memory is just completely.
You're going back to about, 7 o'clock this morning? Is that as far you can remember?
I can't remember anything, and I can't find anything either.
Uh-oh.
I can't find anything. BGFE, Best Girlfriend Ever, has officially moved in, so I can't find anything.
That's a title, BGFE?
Yeah, Best Girlfriend Ever, yeah, BGFE.
Wow. He remembers that, though.
Oh, yeah.
BGFE has moved in. I can't find anything.
Careful with the GFE.
BGFE. And you broke your toe or injured your toe.
I
did that one time.
Dude, I smashed my toe on my bed 2 nights ago, and I thought it was just bruised. I didn't think it was broken. And when I got up yesterday morning, I could barely walk on it, and it was so swollen, and it looked like it was, infected.
Yeah,
I went to see the doctor. I went to the doctor. He told me it was not broken, but he thinks I pushed the nail into the cuticle bed, and he actually put me on antibiotics, both topical and oral. So I'm on antibiotics right now as my toe gets better.
Well, you tell me you like oral.
I do.
I broke my toe once around Christmas time, just coming around a corner really fast, and that's when I found out there's nothing you can do for a broken toe except tape it up. Wow. And that's what you do, but it does hurt.
Rub some dirt on it.
So rub some.
as our parents used to tell us.
Right.
Rub some dirt on it, you'll feel better.
But anyway, it's Father's Day weekend, so we wish all the dads that are out
there. Happy Father's Day to both of you, gentlemen.
Before we get into sports, there's a few things that are going on around town.
You got any little runts running around out there?
None to speak of.
No little children for Jared.
Not that you're aware of.
Jared, our board operator. Again, we're coming to you live from 9:20 a.m. The Game here in Las Vegas. But you can also find us on iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Spotify, Google Play, and, of course, all social media. Happening around town and here in fabulous Las Vegas, Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, is appearing at the T-Mobile Arena.
Wow.
Tickets are starting at only $49.95. Saturday, 8 p.m., The Sandman, Adam Sandler, returns to the Cosmopolitan.
He's great.
You love him, don't you?
I do.
I love The Sandman. Tickets started only $49 for that show as well. I saw him last time he was here. And he's got a new movie that opened with Jennifer Aniston on Netflix called Murder Mystery.
I
love a good murder
having
mystery.
Really good chemistry on film together.
Yeah, they've been in other movies together. Saturday, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Be a superhero. Head over to the amazing Las Vegas Comic-Con at the Las Vegas Convention Center for all you cosplayers. Photo ops, celebrities, exhibitors, ages 12 and under are free. Make sure and say hello to our friend Summer Shakespeare at Shakespeare's Workshop booth and check out their cool dragon shirts and custom dragon hats. That's Shakespeare's Workshop at Comic-Con at the LV Convention Center. BGF and E are going to be going to the Convention Center. Are you sharing us on? Is that what that was?
Share us
on Facebook at Jonathan Scott LV. Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Las Vegas Ballpark, 1650 South Pavilion Center Drive. Vegas Golden Knights player Riley Smith and Pro Football Hall of Famer Marcus Allen will lead an all-star teams and charity softball game to benefit the Tyler Robinson Foundation. Tickets start at only $20. And that should be a good time.
$20.
I like those charity softball. Doug, you probably paid and played.
Yeah, they're fun. They're a lot of fun.
Well, especially now with the Raiders and the Knights, you're going to get some local hockey players. You're going to get some future local football players.
Right, and old local football players.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be fun. I think Antonio Brown's going to be there for the Raiders. I think Marcus is going to be there, a couple of other very well-known athletes.
Saturday, 7 p.m., Kelly Clinton Holmes and Alicia Fiorello perform their First Ladies of Las Vegas comedy with music and comedy at Alexis Park Resort. Also, our friend jazz vocalist Lisa Gay stars in Lisa's Living Room Saturday, 9 p.m. Tickets for both shows are available at TicketKite.com, like flying a kite, TicketKite.com. Local special for Lisa's Living Room is priced at only $24.95. Includes your first beer, wine, or well drink, and that local promo code is LV Jazz, LV for Las Vegas Jazz, and that's on Alexis Park Resort. Saturday, 9 p.m., Nelly performs for free at the 3rd Street Stage.
Nelly.
That's part of the Fremont Street Experience Downtown Rocks. I heard you don't want to sit in the front row.
Why?
I don't know. That's what I thought you would know because you're a hippity-hoppity fan.
I don't see why you wouldn't want to sit there.
No?
It's not like going to, like, I don't know.
Gallagher.
Gallagher. Yeah, exactly.
Where's Gallagher now?
You know, comedic Gallagher magician now? With props, like, going to smash a watermelon on you or something. I don't know why you wouldn't want to sit in front for Nelly.
I don't know. I guess they have a splash zone. Saturday, 8 p.m., you can walk like a man and see Frankie Valli at the Four Seasons at the Smith Center. Also, Saturday, 8 p.m., Joan Osborne asked the musical question, "What if God was one of us?" at the Aliente Casino, where God left his shoes when he came to Nevada. Doug's looking at me in like amazement.
I did not know that, actually.
That God left his shoes at the Aliente Casino?
Absolutely.
Or that Joan Osborne wrote that song?
Both.
Either or. Saturday, 6 p.m., guitarist Django Reinhardt is celebrated with music performed by the Lost Fingers and the Hot Club of Las Vegas at the historic Fifth Street School. Tickets are only $25. Saturday, 9 p.m., reggae royalty Ziggy Marley returns for his annual show at Mandalay Bay Beach. That's a good time. I've gone year after year. Tickets are $52.50. Restaurant Week is back. Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead.
Starting on Monday.
Back to benefit Three Square Food Bank. I know you participate with that.
Always.
Over 200 restaurants offering special menus from $20 to $80. Restaurant Week starts this Monday through June 28th. For a complete list of participating restaurants, go to helpoutdineoutlv.org. Any comments on
Restaurant
Week?
I speak to a lot of locals that just generally don't go to the Strip on the regular basis because they don't have to and they don't want to be around, you know, 40 million visitors. I urge locals to go out during Restaurant Week, support local restaurants. It could be for lunch. It could be for dinner. You could find something that fits your budget in a $20 range, or you can get a beautiful meal at a higher-end restaurant for $80, but go out and support your local restaurants. It's very important, and, of course, it goes to a great cause for all of our friends at Three Square.
I don't think they do that anymore, but it used to be like when we used to go in Chicago, they would have it like prices would be $20.19.
Yeah, depending on what year it was.
Yeah, I guess they don't do that anymore.
It could be 2019, 40-19.
Well, maybe they do.
80-19.
Heartbreak Hotel, the new concert experience at Harrah's, or do you call it Harrah's? Las Vegas Showcase. Showcases Elvis Presley's rise to stardom, starring Eddie Clendenning, who starred as Elvis in Broadway's Million Dollar Quartet. Must see for all you Elvis fans, and thank you very much. Our friend, legendary comic George Wallace, is appearing at the Westgate Hotel and Casino. George is one of the best stand-up comics of all time. Bronx Wanderers are at the Link Hotel and Casino. Our friend Vin A and Vin B and Nick C at the Bronx Wanderers. Gordy Brown is at Hooters. Menopause the Musical is in its 15th year at Harrah's. Tenors of Rocket, Planet Hollywood, another great show. I know you're getting tired of listening to all these things with our friend Jimmy Denny. Zombie Burlesque with our friend Enoch Augustus Scott is at Planet Hollywood. Again, happy Daddy's Day on Sunday to all of you dads. Watch Vegas Nonstop on our new Roku channel, Primetime. And listen to us on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa, and our website. That's the listings of what's going on, just a few things going on around town. Of course, hopefully your air conditioner is working.
So, got pretty dark last night with the outside heavy clouds and all.
Last night?
Well, usually at night it's dark.
Is that what happened?
I need some coffee.
I know. Well, I just got stuck there on the 15-year menopause. I didn't know you knew my first wife.
And why is it called menopause and not womanopause, really, when you think about that?
Because we suffer.
We do suffer.
We're about to get into trouble.
Yeah, so last week was an interesting week for sports fans. I covered on both of my bets on both playoff games, both hockey and basketball.
Wow.
The basketball game was amazing to watch. I mean, it was so neck and neck all the way down. I didn't see any referee calls during that during the game that were questionable in that game.
They made no calls.
Not in the final game. I don't think game six there was anything questionable about any officiating on the floor. I mean, obviously, back-to-back games, you have Golden State losing Kevin Durant in game five. Right. And then, unbelievably, Klay Thompson tears his ACL in game six.
Oh, is that what he did?
After dropping 30 points.
Right.
I mean.
And he comes back and hits the two free throws and then kind of runs back.
Yeah.
And now he's got an ACL, which will throw him
their
and
whole
Durant.
Year off.
Oh, next year.
They're done for the year.
They're cooked for the year.
Correct.
But it might cost them $60 million anyway for two guys who won't play.
And you know what? I was screaming at the television watching those last few minutes because I thought the coaching was terrible on Toronto. Their management, their timeouts, certainly in game five down the stretch when they gave that game away. They couldn't have tried harder to give away that game last night. I mean, Kawhi inbounds the ball with 9 seconds left, and all they have to do is stand there, let the clock run out, and he throws the ball away again to give Steph a shot to win the game.
Right.
And it was just, it was unbelievable how annoying and frustrating it was watching that. Kudos to Toronto.
Yep.
I mean, it's the first NBA championship for a Canadian team ever.
Right.
How many years have the Raptors been
early
in existence?
Early 90s.
Yeah.
Since the last time Toronto had another championship when the Blue Jays won back-to-back with Joe Carter and company, 92-93, right? That walk-off against Mitch Williams.
Right. Thank you for reminding
me. I thought you'd like that.
You know, very interesting, in 1 week, both the NBA and NHL
first-timers.
Championships, first-timers.
Yep.
The Blues forever.
And for the NHL, it's back-to-back years, right? Because the Capitals won their first one last year.
That's right.
So I love this stuff. I think it's great.
Much
for sports.
Better than the dynasty. Or when they beat the dynasty, then it's even better.
Of course, of course. And you know what? I thought that Golden State, after the game the other night, this game six, they were great in everything that they said. You know,
oh, they're a classy organization. Great,
well, I don't know. Game
guys.
Five, listening to that GM crying on TV after KD went out was.
Well, he was. They were real tears.
I get it, but don't come out and do that in your press conference. You just came back. You had a huge win on the road. You're going back to Oracle for the last game ever. You guys are alive for a possible three-peat. And I just felt like it seemed disingenuous to me.
Yeah.
It seemed like they were crocodile tears. Like he was just getting ahead of the media. Oh, if you want to blame somebody, you can blame me. Blah, blah, blah. But 5 years ago, when they fired Mark Jackson, that was Mark's fault.
Well, of course it was.
Mark Jackson didn't deserve that.
Well, he's a pretty good broadcaster.
I just like that you used the word disingenuous.
Yeah.
That's disingenuous.
But I didn't think Mark Jackson deserved to be let go from the team, right? In other words, if you're going to have a narrative of how you're going to blame people and who's going to take the blame, it should always be the GM because that's where the buck stops, per se.
Well, and some teams. But look at Toronto last year. They let go the coach of the year.
Yep.
Bring in a guy no one had ever heard
and
of.
And traded their star player.
DeRozan.
Right.
Hi, Clint.
They got a good guy. They got a good guy, though.
You think they got somebody good? Pretty good.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great. Good to see
Joining
you.
Joining us in studio, vocalist Clint Holmes. We're going to take our first commercial break.
I just got here, man.
I know, but we got here in time for our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop on 920 The Game. Stay right where you are.
Hey, Las Vegas. Are you looking for a new job, changing careers, or are you looking to hire that perfect new employee? Mike Holmes Staffing Resources has positions open in all fields, including the hospitality industry. Do you need an administrative assistant, a bookkeeper, a receptionist, or a salesperson? With over 40 years in job placement, Mike Holmes Staffing Resources can help you be happy in a new and fulfilling career, or help you fill that hard-to-find job. Mike Holmes Staffing Resources, human resource professionals. For a personal interview, call Jennifer at 702-805-1493. That's 702-805-1493.
Good morning, stars. Oh man, yeah. Joining us in studio, vocalist Clint Holmes. I don't know. Do you have any dates coming up here locally?
July 20th. I'm at the Smith Center.
Smith Center.
Oh, nice.
Two shows, man. Two big bombastic shows. We're doing. You know, it's Nat King Cole's 100th anniversary this year.
No, but you know what? I love when you do the lead up story to Nature Boy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a great set. One of your better intros or best intros. I mean, I love all your intros, but that one particularly.
This show is with Billy Stritch, who's a great pianist.
I've met him with you.
Yeah, and so we're doing it there.
And you just came back from, how long were you in New York?
A month? Forever.
Seems like you were gone.
I was away almost a month, yeah. I was in New York for the 2.5 weeks.
Playing Birdland?
Playing Birdland, writing. In fact, did that show with Billy Stritch there, the Nat King Cole, Straighten Up and Fly Right. You know that song? Straighten Up and Fly Right.
Yeah.
Straighten up and do.
I didn't know you were at Blue Notes.
Straighten up. No, Birdland.
Birdland. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is Blue Notes still open?
Oh, yeah. Sure. My friend Alex runs Blue Note now. It's great.
Beautiful. Those are the two jazz clubs.
And they've been around forever. They're still iconic. They still get the best talent in the city.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
And what's Alex like? What's his personality?
Oh, he's great. He's a percussionist by nature. Okay. And so he grew up in the music business. His dad is a very famous manager for several jazz artists. And
oh, okay, cool. Yeah, well, Gianni Valenti, who runs Birdland, is like this, you know.
Hey,
he says, I you know,
how you doing?
Yeah, how you doing? You know, how many people you got coming in? You know, you told me you could bring people in. I'm not sure. And I looked at the books.
You got three guys here. I got a big Clint. I got a big table for you here. You got three guys. Got three guys. What are you doing?
I got a
table for 10.
That's right. I told everybody.
I got a guy.
These guys are great.
I got a guy.
Where'd you stay in the city?
I stayed with a friend.
Awesome.
I have a friend who has in a five-story brownstone on the corner of 64th and Lexington.
That's
and
terrible.
He lives by himself with his housekeeper.
Oh, my goodness.
It's horrible.
You couldn't find a better part of the city to be in.
It's great. It's great.
You're walking distance with everything.
Everything. And you know, you walk in New York, you walk everywhere, right?
Well, I was curious. I haven't lived in New York in 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Is getting a cab the same as it used to be, or now with Uber and Lyft, is it different?
I think it's easier to get a cab.
It is, right?
Because, they hate Uber. They hate Lyft.
Of course they do.
And they'll tell you about that in a heartbeat. I walk. I mean, I looked at my little walkie thing, that, you know, how many steps.
Sure.
You know, and I walked at least 5 miles every day. I was there, and sometimes seven, you know.
You do 30, 40 blocks a day. It's great.
Yeah.
Easy.
Fantastic.
Easy.
You believe half the year is gone already?
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
Scott, your dad.
Thank you. You know what I'm getting for Father's Day for my daughter, Brittany?
A day off?
A hamburger.
a special hamburger?
Do that every year? She gets you a hamburger?
No, she said, I'm taking you to brunch. And I said, where do you want to take? She said, the place has got the best hamburgers I've ever had.
Well, we talk about that. So where's
the best burger?
I'll write to her.
A lot of people say,
I know, you could say. I think she said 7th and Carson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 7th and Carson.
Yeah, that's it.
I know them very well. Yeah. Chef Greg is a good friend of mine, and he makes great food. No, Greg.
That's where we're going.
But who owns
Carson Kitchen is down the street with Corey.
Oh. That was very close.
Two blocks over.
Yeah. We mentioned earlier that Restaurant Week starts on Monday for Three Square Food Bank.
It does. It does. For 10 days or 2 weeks. And I urge everyone to go out, support your local restaurants, you know, lunch, dinner, whatever it is. Try something you haven't in your own city. It's always a gem. They do a great job. And obviously, Three Square does a great job with what
they do. Yeah, they sure do.
Doug, you're a Chicago guy. You got a favorite burger place?
Here?
Yeah.
What do you mean he's a Chicago guy?
No, but I'm actually a Philly guy, I got a Philly cheesesteak place.
Here?
Oh, yeah.
Pops?
Yeah. Pops is good. It's very good. And actually,
for burgers.
Jersey Mike's? Is that any?
I like Jersey Mike's, but not for cheesesteaks. Just for a regular
it's
sandwich.
All about the
they have
bread.
The best bread. They have
it's
the best bread.
Okay.
Right.
But you got to go to the one on Paradise.
Well, there's one right around the corner from my house. I can't go there.
It's not the same. I don't know why. It just isn't.
How about Fuku Burger?
Oh, yeah, Colin does a great job. He's been doing it for years, though.
But the food truck is better than the brick-and-mortar restaurant. Something about the grease on the grill is a better burger.
His burger joint in Chinatown on Jones and Spring has great burgers. And actually, BBD's at Palace Station has great pastrami and great burgers.
So there's a place in New York called Joe Allen's. Do you know Joe?
Sure.
No, I don't.
Old Broadway place.
And it's right in the heart of everything.
Like Restaurant Row on 9th Avenue over
there? Exactly. 46th Street.
Yeah,
Restaurant Row.
Yeah.
And they have the best French fries, right? And I don't eat French fries because I was told by a doctor, you know, don't eat too much. But we seem to be there every day, right? And so I go to my heart doctor yesterday, and he says, your blood pressure's a little high. You been having more salt? I go, there's French fries every day.
Why are their fries so good? Is it like a hand cut, skin on, crispy?
Yeah, it is, and crispy, hand cut, everything. It's a wonderful reasonably priced in the heart of things restaurant in New York. Just easy to follow.
So where's Brittany going to take you on Father's Day for a burger?
7th and Carson.
7th and Carson.
Oh, 7th and Carson.
Yeah.
I don't think of that place as a burger
place. Burgers.
I don't either.
She said she had the best burger she ever had there.
You know what? I have been there so many times, I've never had Chef Greg make me a burger.
Isn't that where we had the caviar?
I have to. No, that was also Carson Kitchen.
Oh, I'm confused.
Your memory's a little off. It's okay.
Yeah. Carson.
Where'd you go for pizza?
In New York,
you didn't grab a
John's
slice anywhere.
In the Village, right?
I did, and it was bad.
John's on Bleecker.
Not Ray's, but
no,
John's.
No, John's on Bleecker.
Ray's is right around the corner.
But there's 1,000 Ray's. You got to go to Ray's Original.
Okay, which is where?
Also in the Village.
In the Village,
downtown. Okay.
But John's is around the corner.
John's is on Bleecker,
right?
Yeah,
on Bleecker.
So there's a diner right around on 64th and Lex, right there, and it's called Eat.
Yeah, right.
And with I became
two T's?
No one.
Okay,
I became a New Yorker because the newsstand next there. I'd pick up, you know, Daily News,
Coffee.
And at times I'd go in there. They got to, hey, how you doing, Vegas?
They know already.
It's great.
It's amazing.
The best.
Amazing.
Nothing like the
sounds
city,
like
man.
That sounds like lyrics to New York State of Mind.
Exactly. The Daily News.
I'm just saying, in New York, they're so fast. It's like, how you doing, Vegas? You gonna have the same thing as yesterday?
Exactly. Yeah. And the guy, I was there for 2 weeks. I was away. I came back, and I walked into the newsstand. And the guy goes, "Where you been?"
Yeah. But we're creatures of habit. I mean, you know, like I just went to Chicago for the first time in 5 years, and the first stop was Gibson's.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, it's the quintessential Chicago piano bar steak place.
Were they saying, "Hey Johnny, how are you?"
Tavern on Right. Yeah, everybody, the same people are still sitting out on the street. Like
they haven't moved.
It was great. Hey, I just got out. Good to see you. It's crazy. Yeah, but we ate, and your friend Adam took great care of us at Tao.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Which is just fun.
They're just killing it there, man. Killing it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's such
what a
beautiful. Well, that's a former famous building, correct? Where they're at.
Well, it was the Chicago Historical Society originally, and then it became Limelight, which you know Limelight from New
York
City.
I remember New York on 20th
with Peter Gation. Yeah.
Early 80s.
Yeah, Peter Gation, who played, I believe, for the Islanders. Or for the Rangers. No. He was a hockey player, and lost his eye. Yeah, and that's how he got the money to start Limelight.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and then he went to jail for selling ecstasy.
Correct. Yeah. A whole lot of it.
So it had a happy ending.
There we are. Everything worked out.
So it had a happy ending anyway.
So I walked in late. Can I ask a sports question?
Go.
Yeah.
Is Kawhi the best player in the NBA?
I think he is.
Yeah.
I think he is.
Durant,
you're not going to... What's that?
Durant healthy?
Durant can't do for the players around him what Kawhi does. He also doesn't possess the same defensive skills that Kawhi does.
God, he should. I mean, you know, with the arms and you know.
He's long. Yeah, but if you think about it, I mean, listen.
He's 7 feet tall.
Durant's a freak. I mean, he's just a physical freak, and what he does on the court is amazing. But when you think about an all-around player, a guy that goes up and down the court, I mean, obviously LeBron James for years was that guy. That famous come from behind off the backboard block on defense in the finals
and, you know,
a few years ago.
Given a contender, we'll see. LeBron may climb back to that level.
I don't know.
You know, I mean,
I just think it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
I think he's sort of on the other end of his peak physically in order to play a full season and still be effective for four series in the postseason. And it'd be interesting to see how the Lakers get players to surround him next year.
All of a sudden, you got Durant's out of that.
No one wants to go to the Lakers right now. You just scared Magic Johnson away. No one's going there. Think about that. You just scared Magic Johnson away. The Laker of all time.
The quintessential good guy.
And a Laker icon and a hero to everybody.
We've got vocalist Clint Holmes in studio.
You do.
Clint, you've got a new CD out called Las Vegas Suite. We're going to play one of these tunes. Which one should we play?
The only one that doesn't have a real long intro. Go to number 5, and you can kind of hit it. It's called The Heat. It's about how frickin' hot it gets here in Vegas.
How properly so. Here's
John
Clint Holmes' new CD
that.
Called Las Vegas Suite, The Heat. And we'll be back after this.
I'm frying. I'm melting. I'm dying. I'm roasting. I'm toasting. I'm bitching. 'Cause I'm spritzing. It's so damn hot. Oh my God. What do we got? I'm dying, I'm melting, I'm spitzing, I'm fritzing, oh my God, I'm melting, I'm crying, I'm dying, Ain't nothing like summer in this city. Woo! It ain't pretty. It's so hot. And I mean, hot. I'm burning. I'm dying. Oh man, the sun is shining. It's 11 o'clock at night. How can it be this damn hot? Oh, somebody help me. Hot. Did I mention that it's hot? Oh my, hot town in the summertime. It's only June. The heat came too soon. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know where I'm gonna go to get away from this heat. This heat, it's really, really hot, y'all. This heat.
Local special on Lisa's show, only $24.95, includes your first beer, wine, or well drink. The locals promo code is LVJAZZ for Las Vegas Jazz. Talk about the CD a little bit. How long did it take?
Well, you know what? I worked on it with the UNLV Jazz Band.
Oh, wow.
And Dave Loeb and Nathan Tanoy, who's a genius.
Who knew that we had a jazz band here?
Yeah, a great one.
Really?
Yeah, they're terrific.
So Nathan came to me. He wanted to write a Las Vegas suite, and he had five cuts, and so I wrote lyrics to, I think, three of them or four of them. The Heat one is a total improv. I sang what it's, you'll, it's this crazy, crazy arrangement, and I yell and scream in it. It's just a lot of fun. And the other, there's one called Springtime in the Desert, which is kind of like springtime in here. There's one called The Boulevard, which is about, obviously about walking down the boulevard, you know, and what people think they see. And there's one called After, which is about two people who come here and have an affair, and now it's after, and they don't quite know how, what to do. So those are the songs. Yeah, it's cool. Very jazz. Very, 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 very jazz.
My name is working very on it for well a while. Done.
Yeah.
And so I can't wait to hear the whole thing.
Yeah, man.
So we've got NBA Summer League is coming up, something that you and I do every year, and have been doing it for a bunch of years. And
it's going to be very interesting this year.
It is.
Zion is coming.
Zion's coming.
It's already been announced. Like, that's a done deal.
It's been announced that Zion is coming.
Okay. Really?
And every team comes.
He's but he's going to be the draw that everyone wants to see. I mean, if you've ever watched this kid on TV, he just jumps out of the building. I mean, he's just a freak of nature.
Yeah, well, we don't know. Well, we do know.
Yeah, we do.
And who are my
Knicks? He's going to go to New Orleans, but AD's not staying. We know that.
Is AD going to go to Lakers, do you think?
Seems to be where he's going. Yeah, they came out yesterday and said he's either going to go to Lakers or Boston. We know he's not going to go to Boston.
Well, so Zion, who's going to the Knicks? Is it popular? Is it Barrett?
Who's the other guy out of Duke, obviously, the other guard, right? And then, well, there's a lot of talk about KD going to the Knicks.
Wow.
Well, although they're going to have to wait a little
KD
while.
When's KD going
to
play?
Yeah. Well, if you here's it was an interesting scenario. If you offer him a max deal now, you know he's going to sit out the year.
The whole season?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Achilles is worse than an ACL.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and Clay has the ACL, so he's done too. I mean, it was just such a freak.
Oh, horrible.
It was. It was terrible and so unfortunate for both of those guys who are just unbelievable superstars. Listen, no one's going to cry for Golden State. They've won 3 out of 4, but you don't ever want to see anyone hurt.
Clay, and I'll cry for Durant. Yeah.
No, I understand. Yeah. No, I get it. But going back to Kawhi, I mean, what he just did for Toronto, whether he stays or not, he's never buying a drink in that town again.
Oh, well, they offered him a house, a condo, everything.
I know.
To stay.
I know.
And he's going to smile. He did smile last night.
Yeah, he did. A couple times.
He did.
But you know, he won the MVP. Is that the Naismith Award? He left.
No, it's Bill Russell.
No, that the playoff MVP.
The playoff MVP. Is it Bill Russell?
It's the Bill Russell.
It's the Bill Russell, the greatest winner ever.
11 rings
something
for
like
Bill.
That, yeah.
But interestingly, when he got up from the news conference and walked away, he left the award on the table.
Right.
Oh, wow.
It was kind of weird, like, to see that. Uh-huh. And they sort of, like, hobbled down. Like, you see he's now showing his injury that he's been playing through. The fact that he played through that the entire postseason. The fact that he hit that. They said they're going to put up a statue of him hitting that three in Game 7 against the Sixers.
Wow, what a shot.
I mean, dink.
I was in a restaurant, and I went nuts, and everybody looked at me like, what's
I don't care. Yeah. I was in my living room, and I was screaming. I'm like, did you just see that?
Crazy.
It was unbelievable.
We love having Clinton in the studio because Clinton, as a sports fan, is all over the place.
Oh.
Basketball, Knicks.
Oh, absolutely.
But in baseball,
yeah, but he
you're
knows.
A Dodgers fan.
I'm having a great year.
So you've got to be very happy about
baseball. I'm telling you right now, and I've been saying
it all
year,
say.
They are the team to beat this year.
All the way?
Yep, I think this is their year. From what I'm seeing from this team. Uh-huh. But, by the way, the two players in the National League that you have. Oh, is Milwaukee still in the National League? Or the American League?
Yelich. Yelich is
you have to watch.
Front row.
You have to watch Christian Yelich right. And you have to watch Bellinger.
Yeah.
These two kids, I've never seen the kind of production that they're putting up in, let's say, the first 3 months of the season. I'm talking about average. I'm talking about home runs. I'm talking about runs, RBIs,
thing.
Slugging, ops, the
and,
whole
and
deal.
And they can run, and they can field. I mean, you know.
And they have these beautiful, long swings, like a Darryl Strawberry. Like, when I see Bellinger swing the bat, I think of Strawberry.
Yeah.
I really do.
I hadn't thought of that, but I see it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I mean, the Dodgers, I think they got depth. They have enough pitching. I mean, Real, however you say his name, is having an unbelievable
season.
Oh, Ryu,
the pitcher?
Yeah, Ryu.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Bueller. I love Bueller.
Well, it's nice now because it feels like Kershaw.
Bueller.
It feels like Kershaw doesn't have all the pressure
exactly
on him.
Right.
And we know what happens sometimes when he does that. And he doesn't perform in the postseason. Maybe it's nerves. It's psychological. But now he has a team behind him to pick him up. I think that's important for him.
Yeah.
That's the difference I see this year.
Okay.
To have other guys in the starting. And, you know, I don't know. I watch his team from top to bottom. Very, very solid. Defensively, speed, power.
And depth.
And depth.
They got guys who can come off the bench. Yeah, I'm loving my Dodgers this year. I really am. Going to this tomorrow night, not to skip over everything.
You going to the fight?
I'm going to the fight tomorrow night.
At T-Mobile?
I am.
Oh, Thomas.
No.
Oh, Thomas and Mack?
It's at
the Grand Garden. No,
really?
No. At the Grand Garden.
Yeah, it's the Grand Garden. It says it, Thomas.
No, it says Thomas
and Mack.
It's at the Grand Garden. You're right.
Saturday night at the
Grand Garden. It's at the Grand Garden. There's no
way. Well, the Westgate has it at the Thomas and Mack.
They're not having a fight like that at Thomas and Mack. It is at the Grand Garden Arena, for sure.
I was going to say, I'm planning on going to the Grand Garden.
Tyson Fury
is a Brit. Imagine if you show up and they're like, oh, they're all Thomas and Mack.
And Tom Schwartz is from Germany.
Yeah.
And Tyson Fury is...
Schwartz.
Yeah.
May the Schwartz be with you.
And of course, and Fury is favored minus 5,000. And Schwartz is plus 1,500.
Look at the spread on that, by the way.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You have to lay 5,000 to win 100 on Fury, but you bet 100 to win 1,500 on Schwartz.
And they're predicting 9.5 rounds.
Oh, no.
I think it's under.
I do, too.
This is why it's minus 40 cents. I don't think Schwartz lasts that long with Fury. First of all, he's a hulking individual. He's a massive.
Yeah, I think it's 4 rounds.
Yeah, 4 or 5. Yeah. I mean, especially if he catches him with a couple early on and you know, gets his head a little off. As we saw, two weeks ago?
Anthony Joshua, yeah.
Ruiz.
With Joshua and Ruiz.
But you know what? I wasn't sure about Anthony Joshua. Were you
that
sure
night
that he
or
was
in general?
In general.
I was up until I saw him at Madison Square Garden, and it was his first fight out of the UK. And you could clearly see he wasn't the same guy coming out into the ring.
Uh-huh.
And Ruiz had nothing to lose. He didn't care. He goes, I'm this Mexican guy they just called to replace 2 weeks ago because he didn't have a fighter. I'm giving it my all.
Right, and got lucky.
And man, did he put on a show. It wasn't luck. It's not like he caught him with a lucky punch. He put him on his ass a few times. Eventually, Joshua was like, I'm not going back out there. I'm good. They called the fight, in the 7th?
Yeah.
The Ruiz-Joshua fight? I think it was the 7th.
And Wilder's looking better and better, man.
I know.
You know,
he's got to just stop running his mouth so much.
He's trying to be Ali. You know, he's trying to be
no
Ali.
No one's ever going to be that.
Ever.
You know what? Mike Tyson is the best heavyweight I've seen in my generation, and Mike didn't have to talk to anyone about anything. He just showed up, he wore his black trunks, and he knocked you out in the first round.
No socks.
And then he went, exactly. He was the best.
Yeah.
Mike was the best.
Yeah.
Did you watch any of the hockey?
No.
Nothing. St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, I know. Congratulations.
Is that amazing?
Yeah, it is. But I mean, I'm not a hockey guy. That's
they
the,
were
about,
the worst
only major
team.
Sport.
They had the lowest points like halfway through.
In January, they had the worst record in the NHL.
See, I didn't know that. Wow.
And we had a guy here who went to the Paris and made a $400 bet at 25,000 to one, and they won. And he collected $100,000.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah.
That's what Vegas is about, man, right? That unbelievable long shot out of nowhere. It's not going to happen. And they just kept winning and winning and winning. Yep. And this kid, Jordan Binnington, they have in net.
The goalie.
25 years old. Rookie.
Stood on
what
his head.
What a stud. Stud. Kid was unreal. As good as Rask was in game six, Binnington was just as good, if not better, in game seven. Yep. It was great hockey to watch for everybody. Zdeno Chara, the captain of the Bruins, played the last
broken
three games
jaw.
With a broken jaw, multiple fractures.
Wow.
Yeah. Came in there like a warrior, finished. You know, I mean, these guys are just
6'9", isn't he? 6'9".
Yeah, he's like 7'1" on skates.
And you know that the NHL ratings and views and everything is way
through the
up.
Roof.
The NBA was a little down, partly because Toronto doesn't show in the metering here. But,
sure,
but
that's a good
still,
point.
Well, yeah.
I would like to see some of the numbers in Canada what they were.
Yeah.
So people don't know, Doug, but I know that you know you have experience with professional soccer.
Yes, I do, and in fact,
tell us.
Well, 40 years ago,
are we going to get a team here? Are we going to get a?
I think we will. Maybe there's one team available right now in the next 2 years, and I think we will. A lot depends on what happens at the stadium, and
the new stadium, the Raiders stadium,
to play there, which probably is not a good idea.
Why?
Too big.
Really?
But they'll do international events there, and I think they'll do very well.
Like a World Cup.
Well, yeah, that would be a pretty good event.
So what were you going to say?
I'm just saying.
Well, no, I was going to say that 40 years ago, there was a group of us who wanted to Americanize soccer, and we created something called the Major Indoor Soccer League. And so we're having a reunion July 2nd and 3rd.
You don't look that old, Doug.
Right here. I don't, really. You should get your glasses and both eyes examined.
Yes,
absolutely.
I'm going to Costco to do that.
Right. And I was young then, but no, it was great. I don't know if you guys saw it. We're in Chicago.
It was
the
Chicago
Sting,
right?
Right. And a lot of teams, we outdrew, Missile outdrew the basketball or hockey team.
Wow.
In that market. And wow. We did very well. Good on television. It just... Owners, you know, sometimes spend too much money without being able to bring the money in. So
I'm gonna jump around a little bit here, only because I can. And Clint is a Redskins fan,
yes,
and Redskins first
You're
game
going
of the
to
season
football?
Playing the Eagles. Yeah.
How about the U.S. Open? Pebble Beach. No?
I bet Lefty, and he was plus one the other day.
Why would you bet Lefty?
Because it started at 30-1.
I thought for sure you're gonna take your boy Garcia, who's actually challenging right now. He's 4-under.
Well, I'm
Sergio.
Streaking right now because I went on Toronto and I went on St. Louis Blues, so I've got two winning
don't
tickets.
Don't toot your horn too loud, Johnny.
I know.
Toot.
But I don't bet like you bet. You know, I don't bet every day. I bet on playoff games and
bet on value only.
I bet on well, that's everyday value. But
it depends.
I bet on the Belmont. I bet on that.
Yeah.
You won on that.
I did. I hit the exacta.
You did with that crazy exact
I had a 7-8.
I never
eight,
even heard of that bet before. The
it's
four
very
horse
common.
Exacta,
it's a 7-8-9-10 box exacta.
Clint is a Redskins fan. Are you an Eagle? Are you an Eagles?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, so we got the Redskins playing the Eagles. How do both teams look this year?
Are the Redskins still in the league? Are they still
in the league? Wow. Bro, he just came at you hard.
Yeah, actually, I wasn't sure last year.
Or the year before.
But I got a good feeling about Haskins. I got a good feeling. You know,
let me tell you something, buddy, Mr. Eagles fan over here. You just signed Carson Wentz to a $128 million contract. The guy can't stay on the field. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. And Foles is on the other end of the country.
This early stage, the Eagles are favored by 9.
No, September 8th is the first game.
The Rams.
September 5th is the first game with my Chicago Bears playing the Packers on Thursday night, and it's the first time in 25 years that a non-championship team is starting the season.
Well, they got tired of seeing the Patriots every year. I mean, you can't do that every
gotta
year.
Gotta get that in there, don't you?
Oh my God, season's opening again.
What do you think about the Pets?
Listen, you know what's so funny? Everyone questions them every year, and as long as Tom and Bill are there. They'll find a way to get the players to tweak things during the course of the year. I mean, listen, there's no Gronk, okay?
Right.
I mean, they still have a great group of running backs, though, like a three-headed monster in the backfield, which I love, but led by Sony Michel. It's Brady.
I like him a lot. Mm-hmm.
I do too. I do too.
And there's no competition.
I was going to say, who else? That's the other problem.
And the Jets.
There's no one in the division that's going to do anything. The Jets are going to be fun to watch this year. I think they're going to be interesting. You know, they have, Le'Veon Bell in the backfield now, and they have their second year.
Of Donaldson.
Sam.
Donald.
Right. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I like that. Listen, when the Jets are relative and when the Giants are relative and the Niners and the Cowboys, football's fun. It's a good time.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, lots going on, lots of sports.
We just heard this week that the soon-to-be Vegas Raiders are going to be this year's Hard Knocks team.
Right. Yeah, on HBO.
That shouldn't be too much of a problem with Chucky and company and AB and the whole team just before they come to Vegas.
Again, plenty to do. Guitarist Django Reinhardt celebrated with music performed by the Lost Fingers in the Hot Club of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And I know you love the Hot Club at the store.
I wish I could go,
Fifth Street School. That's at 6 p.m. Saturday. And we mentioned Kelly Clinton Holmes is going to be at Alexis Park. And
Top
our friend
Kelly
Lisa Gay is going to be at the same night. She pays me.
That's her new name, Top 5
Top Kelly.
Kelly.
And I want to thank Clint Holmes for coming in and hanging out with us. And Doug Verb, thank you very much. Jeffrey with a G, line one.
Thank you, sir. Happy Father's Day to all three of you.
It's good to see you guys.
Thank you. You want to make any predictions for the fight or anything? You want to give any pick out?
Five rounds.
I'm sure Fury's going to win in under 7 rounds. I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I'll take Rory McIlroy to win the U.S. Open.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I predicted St. Louis Blues in 7 games, by the way.
Wow. Like us and share us and like us. Go to the website at VegasNonstop.com. You can hear us on iHeartRadio. Tough for me to get out. iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, anything that starts with the letter I, Google Play, Spotify, and visit us at the website at VegasNonstop.com. Thank you to Jared, our board operator. If you see us out, please say hello, buy us a drink,
Happy
do something
Father's
for
Day,
God's
everybody.
Sake. Happy Father's Day. Eat well and party hard, my friends. Jonathan Scott saying, be nice to each other.